Welcome to Discovering Bible Treasures, a 15-minute study of God's Word with your teacher, the late Dr. Joe Temple, former pastor, radio teacher, and international conference speaker, and brought to you by Discovery Bible Church of Abilene, Texas, along with other interested friends. Many people in our culture today are in pursuit of treasures in the form of financial gain, relationships, good health, and worldly pleasures. However, all of these are temporal and can only satisfy for a short time. But there is one source of joy and contentment that fulfills the longings of the heart for both time and eternity, and that is to enjoy a personal relationship with our Creator, the Lord Jesus Christ, and understand life from His perspective. And that's what this short program is all about. So open your heart along with your Bible as we dig and discover some rich treasures in God's eternal Word from Dr. Temple.
Now, shall we bow our heads together for a word of prayer? Our Father, we thank Thee today for the Lord Jesus Christ, for the privilege of praying together, for the opportunity of looking into the Word of God once again. We ask that Thou would open the Word to us now, help us to understand this particular portion at which we look, and grant, dear Lord, we pray, that blessing that is promised to us in relation to this particular book, as we hear and as we read. For we pray in Jesus' name, amen. If you have your Bibles this morning, will you open them, please, to the book of the Revelation, the last book in the Bible. We have come to our study of the book of the Revelation in our verse-by-verse, chapter-by-chapter, book-by-book study of the Word of God. Then, of course, we rest on the promise of the Word of God. My word will not return unto me void, but it will accomplish the purpose for which it is sent forth. God has given promise. We rest on that promise today. Now, the book of the Revelation is a unique book. Many things we could say about it, but we're going to get right into the study of it today, suggesting that you open your Bibles with us to the first chapter of the book of the Revelation and notice the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and he signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the word of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is a faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests under God and his Father, to him to be glory and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindred of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. We have read the first 8 verses of the first chapter of the book of the Revelation. We stop our reading here because these verses constitute what we might refer to as the introduction or the preface of the book of the Revelation. All of you who are familiar with reading know that every book has a preface, an introduction, a dedication, a word about the author. All of these things are found in the first 8 verses, which we've read in your hearing today. Now, one of the things that we need to be very careful about as we think about in this introductory manner about the book of the Revelation is the name of the book itself. Sometimes, you know, when you go to the library, you have what you think is the name of a book, and you make a request for it. They search for it. They say, well, I don't seem to be able to find that one, but could it be this? And then they quote you the title, and you say, oh, yes, that's the book I wanted. I didn't have the name quite straight. May not seem very important to you, but it is important to know the name of this book. Now, if you have a King James Version of the Bible, such as I have, you will notice that the title the translators have given the book is The Revelation of St. John the Divine. But that is not the title of this book. The title of this book is found in the first statement of the first verse, which we read, The Revelation of Jesus Christ. It says, notice, The Revelation of Jesus Christ. And the first thing that I would like for you to notice about this title, although it may seem elementary to you, is that it is the revelation, singular, not plural. I always have a little twinge, a little uncomfortable feeling when I hear a Christian who ought to know better refer to this as the revelations, plural. It isn't the revelations. It is the revelation. Now, you may say, well, does that make a great deal of difference? It does. One of the reasons why that men find it difficult to understand the message of this book is that they think it is a group of disjointed revelations that have no connection one with the other. And quite often it is interpreted in that fashion, and that is why it is difficult to understand. This book is one of complete revelation from the beginning to the end, not a series of revelations. Now, I would like for you to notice something else. I would like for you to notice the completion of the title. I remind you that the title is The Revelation of Jesus Christ. This does not mean that Jesus Christ is the author, though technically he is the author, in a sense in which he is the author of all the Word of God. But this means that it is related to the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our English word revelation is from the Greek word apokalypsis. Actually, this Greek word apokalypsis is the translation or the formation, shall we say, of two words, apo and kalupta, which makes one English word. And I like the translation of this one word a little bit better than I do the revelation. The word apocalypse is a word that really means unveiling. And the reason that I like this word unveiling is that it represents the fact that the veil is taken away and we are able to see the object behind the veil in a very clear and a very definite way. And so I like to think of the book of the Revelation as the unveiling of the Lord Jesus Christ. The book of the Revelation, then, is the unveiling of all the majesty and all the glory of the Lord Jesus. Now, maybe I'm making too much of that. You may think so at this particular point, but I'm emphasizing it so that if there has been a fear instilled in your heart in relation to the book of the Revelation, that fear will be dispelled. Need you ever be afraid of anything that will tell you more about the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you need to ever be afraid of anything that will make him more real? I don't think so. And yet, we are told by preachers and Bible scholars, so-called, that we ought not to deal with the book of the Revelation at all because nobody will understand it, nobody can understand it, and it will end in confusion for thinking people. Martin Luther, when he arranged his canon of the Scripture at first, left the book of the Revelation out for that very reason. He said, you can't hope to understand it. It will result in nothing but confusion. It's dangerous to handle. You better let it alone. Surely, I repeat now, we ought not to be afraid of any book that is going to emphasize to us the truths and the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice, this is the revelation of Jesus Christ, the unveiling of Jesus Christ, which comes to us in a very distinct and definite way. Now, God gave us the revelation of Jesus Christ for the purpose of showing it to his servants. That is, the Lord Jesus Christ himself personally was going to show unto his servants the things which would shortly come to pass. The manner in which he showed it to his servants, according to the first verse, if you remember it, is suggested in the phrase, he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. I would like for you to look at that word signified. Break the word down, hyphenate it, if you will, and you will find the exact meaning of it. He sent and signified it unto his servant John, which simply means that the angels called John's attention to the truth through various signs and symbols. These signs and symbols, being correctly interpreted, reveal the Lord Jesus Christ in all of his splendor and all of his glory. Somebody almost immediately says, well, that's the problem. There's so many signs and so many symbols in the book of the Revelation, nobody knows what they mean, and since nobody knows what they mean, they couldn't possibly understand the meaning of the book. Well, I want to tell you something today, and I want you to notice it very carefully. And this is it. Every sign and every symbol which is in the book of the Revelation needing an explanation is explained either in the book of the Revelation or elsewhere in the Word of God. Now notice carefully what I said. Every sign and every symbol needing an explanation. Every sign and every symbol doesn't need an explanation. For example, every time you see the word mountain in the book of the Revelation, you don't need to scratch your head and say, does it mean something? Why, it may mean a mountain and nothing more. You don't have to let it stand for anything. The context will determine whether the word in question is a sign or a symbol. But every sign, every symbol, every word needing an explanation is explained either in the book of the Revelation itself or somewhere else in the Word of God. We're going to have to stop right there because our time is gone this morning.
That concludes our lesson for today. We pray this short program is a rich blessing to your life. If so, you might want to partner with us to keep it on your station. You may send your gift to Discovering Bible Treasures, P.O. Box 123, Abilene, Texas 79604. That's Discovering Bible Treasures, P.O. Box 123, Abilene, Texas 79604. Also, consider telling your friends how they can listen and discover some of life's greatest treasures by digging in the vast storehouse of wisdom and truth, God's eternal Word.
When I found Jesus.